Good morning, and welcome to this episode of Cindy's Wild Weight Loss Journey. I am Cindy B., your podcast host, and I am on my morning walk. It's about 6:20 a.m. on September 25th of 2021. So if you are sitting or not doing anything, get up and walk with me. Literally, walk with me, because we need to get our body moving. Our body is created to move. So let's go. This is season 3. I'm not sure what episode. Maybe 3. Possibly. So, still in the early season 3 here. So, again, thank you for joining me. Perfection or excellence? That's my question to you. Perfection or excellence? And there's a difference. And I do ask that for a reason. I knew a podcast was coming. I just didn't know when. And I didn't know on what subject. Until last night. You know, things come at the most interesting times. And this one came from a very unexpected place. Let me tell you. It came from my sister, actually. My older sister. We don't talk much. She lives in Texas and I live here in Connecticut. And it was for me, a strained relationship growing up. I'll just give you a little bit of background if you haven't heard my story. And she's 2 years older than me. She was always smarter than me. She's the only one that went to college. I won't tell my younger sister, but that wasn't for 14 more years after me. So she went to college. She seemed to have everything together. She dressed differently. She had a unique style. And I used to tease her. My mom used to tease her. That doesn't count for much right now, but you know, I was thinking on this last night, and if she's listening, I was jealous of her success. I was, you know, envious that, you know, she had freedom. She left, you know, she went to college. She had freedom of choice. She wore the clothes she wanted to wear. And yeah, they were different. I mean, they were nice. She dressed well. She dressed for success. I didn't know anything about that. I was like the child that was born and sheltered from what's really available. You know, it's amazing how things shape our lives. And it did. And I pray that she knows that in the past making fun of her was just out of envy. So we'll leave it at that right now. So it's been an interesting relationship. So she called me last night, returning a call I had made to her. And I didn't expect to get off the phone and cry and weep. And, you know, I always take time to search my heart, especially if something is put in front of me about me. Maybe I'm doing something wrong, or, you know, I always have to check, because I really strive, you know, to do better, to change areas that the Lord shows me it's time to change, okay? And then when somebody will mention something like I haven't been working in that area, I go and I check. So this conversation, it was already a challenge for me, and not in a bad way, okay? But just in a heart way. Because first of all, my sister told me that she follows my Facebook posts. Now, I don't post many, okay? I'm not a real big Facebook person. I don't put my laundry out there. I just don't. And so I post very little. What I do post, I try to make encouraging for the reader. And she said to me that she reads the posts and she also reads the comments. And that's a key thing here, okay, which I'll get to. And so we were talking, and she said, you know, the one post that really struck her was progress, not perfection. I'm thinking, yeah, I remember that post. And, you know, I did also do a podcast on that. And we talked about that. I'm like, yeah, you know, it really is about progress. Now, listen, this is my journey, my weight loss journey, it's called. However, it's a journey of my life. And if this relates to you, or if it doesn't, maybe you know somebody it does. But I think maybe at times we all may be challenged with, you know, perfection or excellence. So as we talked, she went on to tell me how encouraged she's been with my posts and reading what others have said. And I already started feeling it in my heart, okay? She started telling me things that she sees about me. And I am challenged in that area. A friend that I've known for over 20 years. I don't see him on a regular basis. Him and his wife, they live down south. And last summer, we had our in-person summer conference. And we all got to see each other after a year and a half in person. Since they had seen me, you know, dropped weight and I looked different. Okay? So, when you don't see someone for a while, and then all of a sudden you do, and there's these changes, it seems like, whoa. Okay, so that was kind of the reaction. And he looked at me one day, and I was down there, right in my eyes, in the most sincere way. We had been talking about my journey, my weight loss, changes. And I said, the last time you saw me, I was like, you know, such and such a size, and I was over 215 pounds. And he looked at me straight into my heart. And he said, he never saw that. He never saw me heavy. He just saw my heart. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't see that way. And I pray for eyes to be able to see the heart and not the outward appearance. I've made great strides to get to where I'm at. And it has not been without challenges, as I'm sure that where you're at has not come without great challenges. So when my sister was saying the things she was saying last night, I was beside myself. And tears just started to stream down my face out of control. I couldn't stop them because I read the posts and the comments that y'all make. And I want to be honest with you and let you know that in the moment, I'm so grateful to read them. And in the moment I read them, I feel so honored and so blessed by you. But then 5 minutes later, I forget how I felt. And I question myself. And as my sister was speaking to me, and I know it was the Lord speaking in my heart, I said to her, I feel like hearing those words, those amazing words of love and encouragement, I said, are you talking to me? I feel like I should look to the side and see if somebody else is over there, because surely you're not talking about me, Cindy B. That can't be me. And as strange as that may sound, or as familiar as it may sound, that's how I feel. And I'm working to overcome that. I do receive compliments gracefully now. I do. This is probably one of the most challenging areas for me, is hearing nice things. When I first started working with Joey, Atlas, the most amazing coach and trainer ever. And the encouragement he would give me was beyond me. I felt sick in the beginning. I didn't know how to receive it. But then over time, the wall came down and I was grateful for the encouragement, yet I'm still challenged. Why am I talking about this morning? Because last night I was faced with the truth after the phone call and I got down to stretch and the Lord started speaking to me because she asked me, do I think maybe I'm trying to be perfect when it comes to things in my life? I'm homeschooling my eighth grader this year, my grandson, and it's been hurdle after hurdle. It's a new environment for him. It's new for me. We're learning together and we're struggling together and frustrated together. I know this is going to create a bond. I know this is going to create something great because I was really called to do this and not by myself. So when you know that Jesus has ordained your steps and something in your life, you know it's going to work, but you got to go through it. Does that make sense? So as I was stretching, searching my heart, because I'm like, no, I know better. I know better. I am not trying to be perfect in any way. Well, guess what? I have been, and I didn't realize it. For me, there's still this same area that's been a struggle. And because of this area, I'm compensating in other areas. And one of them is perfection. So I got up this morning, and I'm thinking, No, I'm just striving for excellence. It's not perfection, is it? And the more I think about it and think about what happened last night is I was searching my heart. I got to tell you, I really believe that I've been striving for perfection in areas, not all areas, but very important areas, one of which is myself, my body, my image. And that sounds so crazy. I cried and I cried and I cried and wept and repented because I look at myself. Okay, now I've heard what my sister said, and two of my very good friends actually have said the same thing, that they only see me. They don't see the outside. And listen, that's how we're supposed to see people. We are supposed to know no man by the flesh, but by the Spirit. And that means we just don't look at a person and judge them, judge a book by its cover, or, you know what I mean? We need to know the Spirit. We need to know the person, the heart. And can you imagine? I don't even look at myself that way. I've been judging myself by the way I look and the progress I feel I haven't made on this journey. And I guess it became such a way of thinking for me that until the Lord showed me last night, I was so sad because I've been doing that to others too, not judging them. Okay? I won't judge you. It's not about judging person. I would look at the physique, the physical, and then I would look at myself. And that was the problem. I look at the progress of the people in our Sculpt the Fit group, in our Facebook group. And then I start to feel bad about myself. Why? And it's a habit. It's a way that of thinking that it's time to change. And I know it's time to change because it's been brought to my attention. It witnesses to my heart. I see it. I'm not blind to it now. When we come to the realization of something that it's time to change, then we need to really act upon it. I don't know how to change this area of my life. And I have always been brutally honest with my feelings, things I'm going through, things I've learned. And I don't hold back with you at all. And I'm honestly telling you, I don't know where to start. I don't know how to change the pattern in my life.
in my mindset of not being so hard on myself.
My sister said it last night, that I'm the hardest person on me. And, you know, we usually are
the hardest on ourselves.
Others see things in us that we just don't see or we refuse to see in ourselves. I have the most amazing mentors. Joey was one of them that see in me things that I could never see, I've never seen, and I'm having a hard time grasping, if that makes sense. And I don't want to be that person anymore. So I'm telling you that I've struggled still, and I had to end my one-on-one long-distance coaching with one of the best people in my life due to another situation. And I know I'm strong enough. I am strong enough to be on my own. However, I haven't been. And I pray that you don't look at me differently when I tell you this. In the beginning, it was hard for me because I didn't have my daily check-in. I didn't have my daily encouragement, my dose of vitamin encouragement. But as time went on, and the situation that I've been dealing with got worse and hit me harder, and I started to feel like a zombie in my home. I started to feel numb in my, just numb, walking around numb, a shell of myself, wondering where did Cindy go. If you know me at all, you know that I don't miss my day of fitness. I don't miss walking because I do it every day. Over the last few weeks, there's been days, not more than one in a row, but in a week, that I've missed my fitness. I know my schedule is different now. I'm homeschooling. I still have a job at home. I have a lot going on. And when I would first miss a session for the day, I would be okay with it because I felt that, you know, it's okay. You know, I'm not going to beat myself up over it. But yesterday, I noticed the pattern of it got more. And not because I didn't want to, because time got away in the day. If it's not done first thing in the morning, then the rest of the day is so full that there's not a place for me time to do it. And it made me really sad because on top of that, I started eating at night, every night, again, every night, because of feeling down, of feeling I needed, I don't know, maybe it felt like a safety net, some kind of weird comfort, you know. And I think of these things and I think about where I came from, and those are the old patterns. And why am I telling you this? I don't have to tell you this. I don't have to expose my shortcomings to you. I want to because I want you to know that you're stronger than you think you are. And there will always be times of trials, tribulations, hardships, things that hit you out of nowhere, and you will get through because you are more than a conqueror. Do you hear me? I am more than a conqueror. And I can only do it with the Lord. Your support has helped so much. Even on the days that I wondered if you were really talking about me, I know that I will succeed, and I am succeeding. Let me share this. The other night, I was lying down stretching, and, you know, I do like to feel my body and the changes, the muscle, the different areas, and I can look at myself, and I see things that are ugly on the outside, okay? Ugly. I'm still mushing areas and on the surface, but underneath it's, you know, hard and lean, and I'm like, okay, well, we need to work on this. So I started feeling I was doing a stretch. I started feeling around my chest muscles, you know, under the arms in that area, and I could not believe what I felt. So yeah, I may have extra in areas, more areas than I'd like to have or like to admit. I can cover them well. But with nothing on, there's total exposure. So for me, when I started feeling these areas and the change, I was elated. I was amazed. And that was the beginning. I needed that then so I could be prepared for what I'm facing right now. I want to encourage you with that. So what does progress or excellence have to do with anything I've said? Because there is a difference. Not progress. Perfection. Sorry. Perfection is something you and I will never attain to. We are not perfect. We never will be perfect. Nothing we do will ever be perfect. Ever. We are fallible people. We make mistakes. Did you get that? So anything I was trying to strive to be perfect in, to compensate for the areas that I'm struggling in, I've deceived myself. So now I'm shifting the gear to striving for excellence in everything I do. You see, we can strive for excellence. And excellence, the difference is when we're trying to be perfect, it doesn't leave room for error. It doesn't leave room for any mistake or anything. So therefore, we can never be that or do that. Striving for excellence means doing the best you can. And that's very different from trying to be perfect. Does that make sense? So I am striving for excellence today. Excellence in my fitness. Excellence in anything that I do today. And I encourage you to look at yourself, to look at your heart, your life. Are there areas that possibly you've been striving to be perfect in and finding yourself extremely frustrated because you keep messing up? That was me. So, stop trying to be perfect. Your fitness will never be perfect. Your nutrition will never be perfect. There's only one perfect in my life. It's Jesus Christ. And maybe that's in your life. Maybe it's not. Just know that perfection is not for the human race, okay? Excellence. Strive for excellence today. I give you my word. And I was taught by my mentor, my dad, Jim, for years that your word is your bond. And when you give someone your word, it's the same as a handshake. It's the same as anything else, but it's your bond. Our words, they bind us. So make your words positive today. Make your words encouraging today. And I'm telling you, September 25th of 2021, that I am striving for excellence today and making it a purpose, a mindful purpose to stop being so hard on myself, stop looking at myself in the physical and start looking at who I am on the inside, which is where it counts. The inside is what counts, not the outside. So with that, I just want to encourage you to have an amazing day, night, wherever you are listening to this, whatever time it is for you, that you have an amazing, amazing day. You are amazing. You are beautiful, no matter where you are at in life. I am and will always be grateful to whom I consider to be the best coach and trainer anywhere. And that's Joey Atlas. And I honor him right now. I honor his commitment to health and fitness and his commitment to helping the masses. And if you have never heard of him or done any of his workouts, go to Fitness Training, FitnessTraining.live, FitnessTraining.live. Do some of his free workouts. And as I've said before, they're not teasers. They're full workouts. And many have testified that they've seen results just from those. So don't think that everything is going to cost you something. The only thing that good health and good fitness is going to cost you is investing in yourself, in the time that it's going to take to get started, to keep going, and to not give up. You can also sign up for his email newsletter. And there's been so many great testimonies, and they're coming out a couple times a week. So I would really encourage you to sign up for that. Okay, it's free. And I'm Cindy B. And if you'd like to reach out to me, I always love to hear from you. It's Cindy B. Strong. CindyB strong@gmail.com. I also have a newsletter that I'm getting ready to send out, my first one, which I'm excited about. So if you have not yet signed up, please email me and I will get you the link for the subscription, because it's not a spam or anything. It's by subscription only, which means that you're interested. You can cancel it anytime. So hop on board. It's going to be, I don't know, a whole just different things, I guess. I want to thank you again so much for walking with me, being here with me, encouraging me, listening to me. And I pray that really my message has spoken to you in some way. Even one little thing I may have said that you can take away from and apply. I just talk about life. I talk about life. Maybe you know somebody who would use this message. Thank you again for listening, and have an amazing day. Listen, you are stronger than you think you are. You really are. I know this because I'm speaking to myself as well. So always be in it to win it. And slay your day. Until next time, this is Cindy B. Jesus loves you.